Hi there. You're about to enjoy the Chronicles of Tom and Jamie.
Hi, everyone. I'm Kevin Mann.
Hi, guys. My name's Annabelle Knight.
Hello, this is Becky Baldwin.
Hello, I'm Chesney.
Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Brayden from Say We Can Fly.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the 125th edition of the Chronicles of Podcast. It is I, the bearded Brummy Jamie, and joining me as always this week, as always, this handsome fella right here.
It's definitely the Scotsman Tom. And welcome to the Chronicles of Podcast. I promise you, everybody, right, there's going to be some guests soon, okay? Like, there will. We feel that it would do you a massive disservice if we didn't carry on the show as normal, but when you've had four people cancel in a row, it's kind of a bit like, through no fault of theirs, it's no fault of any of them. Like, people get busy, there's legit reasons, etc. I don't think it's ever happened 4 weeks in a row.
Nope. I'm starting to think we're cursed.
No, I don't think we're cursed. I don't think we're cursed. I think that we're just, you know, we've hit that next step with that next caliber now. So it's like there's people are just busy all the time and it's totally understandable. So, Jamie.
Hello.
Does the shape of a sandwich define its taste?
Ooh.
So Nikita from work said that she always has her sandwiches in triangle shape because it's tastier, apparently, and cuts the crust off, which I find mental, but still. Yeah, I don't know if, and then there's obviously rectangle, but it got me to thinking about how when I was a kid, I used to have the shape, the discs that you just push into the bread and then it comes out that shape. So I had circles and I had a heart and I had a star, and I used to have jam sandwiches with those. I think I was a child at this point. I definitely wasn't a teenager at all, in any way, shape or form. No, I definitely was a kid. And it was like circles and stars, but I always had lemon curd or jam and it was fucking wonderful.
I mean,
but does it?
I'm weirdly going to agree with this. I can't explain it, but when I get maybe it's just because you're getting sandwiches from like Tesco or some shit, where they come in the triangles, something tastes off about it, and I don't know what it is, but when I have sandwiches at home, I'm just straight down the middle, no nonsense, let's go. And it's a delicious sandwich.
Mind you, I think shop sandwiches obviously get made elsewhere and then rock up after a journey, you know, and that sort of thing. And how do you know it's mayo?
Well, that is very true. After seeing that, have you seen that video? I think it's on Facebook, which shows the making of it. And it literally goes, the machine then adds a jizz of mayo. I'm like, what now?
For this sandwich, a jizz of mayonnaise is required.
Does it generally say jizz, is it?
It generally says a jizz of mayo.
Obviously, there's a typo in there. It's meant to say, the machine then adds jizz or mayo. It's probably what it's meant to say. It's been taken from those Italian recipes back, you know, from 40 years ago with all those... but yeah, I just found that a really mental thing to say. And I was like, but then does it? Because the triangle, you're going to get, unless you go in the middle, you're getting crust the entire time. But then rectangle's the same.
Yeah.
Because obviously you've got the crust doing the, I'm not voguing, you know, that sort of shape there. And then you've got the crust, but the crust for the triangle is here. So it's like, no matter what, you'll get crust regardless. But then is it good to take crust off? Because then it's just pure filling.
No. I love the crust on my bread, though, so that's probably just a me thing.
Why do people like crust so much? It's just bread, but thicker.
That's probably why. To be fair, the end bit of the loaf of bread, toasted, is the greatest thing. I love.
Yeah. I'm down with you there. I'm absolutely with you.
But at the same time, I feel like you're right. I feel like if it's in a triangle, you're getting less sandwich, even though that is physically impossible. It just feels like you're getting less sandwich in your bite, and I can't explain why.
Interesting. The mind does boggle. Maybe it's just like a fucking... that's what I should do for Penn and Teller. You never fool us. I've now forgotten what you just said. My brain just went, the joke's gone, Tom. Sorry, you took too long to think of what the show was called, you silly sausage. Now you have no joke to tell. Sorry, it is a Wednesday evening. You have no joke to tell. You're on your own. It's like... there was sandwich on, but there's still sandwich. Yeah. And I'd be like, yeah, well, you know, you did this and then you went down for a walk, if you get what I mean. Like, yes, Penn, I think I get what you mean.
It makes me wonder if people have been like, that's not how I do it, when really it is exactly explained, exactly how he did it. It's just he made no fucking sense to him whatsoever.
I wonder if the magician there just could be like, nope. But that is how they did it. Like, nope.
The wrong.
Yeah, because they'd be like, well, okay, well, how? But maybe there's something in the code that, I don't know, whatever, no. Do you know what I mean? There's something in the code that makes them not be able to just be like, what are you on about? No.
The magicians take that code fucking seriously, so maybe no lying to other magicians.
Yeah, maybe they'd be like, I'd love the idea of someone going on and be like, you fucking Dinlo.
Damo's a magician? No.
And then Penn's like, oh, okay. And then he just walks off and like just goes and like sacrifices a crocodile or something. And everyone's like, what the fuck is going on? Like, do you know what I mean? If we all talk to magicians, like if people talk to code, but like we had all some sort of code, but like certain things meant other things to other codes of other like careers and jobs and stuff. So loads of people started doing loads of random shit. And people were like, no, I'm actually a carpenter. You're a plumber. No, okay. Now he's sawing the pipe in half. No. Like, what are you doing? What's that goat doing here? Why have we got jam? What's the peanut butter for? And then people start pushing wheelbarrows up chimneys. Then we all start fucking losing our minds. Anyway. Let's move on. What pervert invented Kiss Chase?
Oh, wow. I forgot that was a thing. Yeah. There's only small children playing it as well, which is also really weird.
Yeah. Yeah. But I seem to remember girls starting it, not guys. Boys, yeah. Even. Guys sounds weird for young children.
It does, actually.
Yeah. But I remember it being girls doing it, and obviously they always chased the one they fancied all the time.
Definitely couldn't get away with that game as a fucking adult. No.
Could you imagine? They should have some sort of like club night for like one person turns up and it's just there in a fucking leather jacket. I'm here for the Kiss Chase night.
Yeah. You get arrested. I was saying, you get arrested. You're like, officer, I did nothing wrong. We were just playing Kiss Chase, I promise. I did nothing wrong.
How to catch the paedophiles. We're all going to have a collaboratively massive game of Kiss Chase in Sainsbury's car park. And all the weirdos turn up and the police like, thank you. And you were all perfect. I've got them all. Barrett, I've got them all. I mean, where's David? Oh, we still haven't got bloody David. Bloody hell, I have to think of something else.
Why in my head was it like a fucked up version of Fight Club when no one knows about it? Don't talk about it. Secret Kiss Chase Club.
The first rule of Kiss Chase is you don't talk about Kiss Chase.
It's damn right, yes.
Well, the fact that everyone forgets about it by the time they're like 11. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Used to be a thing.
I'm wondering if that still is a thing, but I also don't want to know if that's still a thing.
Mate, no, come on. They're on the fucking playground on their phones.
Probably. You fucking Kiss Chase me, I'll take your photo and send it to my mum. Fuck that.
Doing it on Snapchat. Anyway. The other thing that came to mind, first of all, as well, I got told at work that my laugh is terrible.
I was going to bring this up. What bullshit was that?
So, I just thought, before I bring up my last thing, because about old people, but this old woman had come in and she sat down and she wasn't with me. So, I think I was doing a repair for somebody or something or other. And I was chatting to my colleague Emily and I were just to do a bit, and she made me laugh. So I laughed. This woman then went and started mocking me, right? But I didn't realize at the time she was mocking me. So I was just like, oh, interesting, mocking and doing my laugh. Okay, fair enough. Just paid no attention. I was just like, okay. And then she started talking to herself and I was like, okay, cool. Anyway, went around doing this repair thing and Nikita runs around and she goes, that lady said your laugh was terrible. Little did I know, Jamie, she hadn't left yet. So I went, my laugh's terrible, is it? Like, really fucking loud, because obviously I was pretty pissed off about it. She ran away and hid, pissing herself laughing. Emily ran away, pissing herself laughing, hiding from the woman. And then I was just like, well, if you got a problem with my laugh, come and tell me. Come and say it to my face. Fucking chin, you love. And then she proceeded to leave.
So she fucking should.
Yeah, I was a bit like, thanks, I think.
What a bitch.
I know. She was literally frail as fuck. So I could have killed her if I, you know, if I really wanted to, you know. But she'd heard about some fucking secret kiss chase club. She's going outside the car park.
Bravo.
But the other thing I want to bring up, Jamie, does anybody April Fool anymore? Is this a thing anymore? I saw like two, and I was a bit like, that's pathetic.
I saw quite a few like stupid Facebook updates ones, but I don't know if anyone actually does them in real life like you're supposed to anymore.
It's dead.
Maybe so it should be.
Maybe it's because the world's a fucking joke, that's why. So anyway, the one thing I really want to bring up, why the fuck do old people absolutely love telling you about their ailments? Why do they fucking love it? And oh, you're just like, you're like, Brian, you need to calm down, mate. I don't need to know. I served a guy some glasses and he then went, oh, my bloody, it's gone to the wars. I've had an injection in my ass. And I went, whoa, straight away. No, like too much going on here, Brian. Don't need to know. His name's not Brian. I'm just doing GDPR reasons. Like, come on, let's no. He's like, oh, my spine's going, my hips are going. I was like, right. He goes, don't get old. Don't get bloody old, I tell you. That injection fucking hurts. I was like, yeah, but it did. Cheek a hole. But why do they love doing it so much?
I don't know. And it's that's a bit that always makes me laugh. Don't get old. Oh, yeah, because I could just stop time, Brian. Like, yeah, come on.
Oh, sorry. Have you got Bernard's watch there? Just take that off your back a bit. Cheers. Perfect. But it makes it, or the one that really fucking destroys you and you don't do it is like, yeah, I lost my wife 5 weeks ago. You
go, oh, no.
Oh, right. Well, I mean, you should have come to the circus then, mate, should you? Like, not a really good place to be for you right now. No, I don't know. It just, those moments where you're just like, oh, what do you say?
I never know.
I'm really sorry. Oh, you know, she was old anyway. Well, yeah. Probably shouldn't touch this subject, honestly, but it's the fact that they just love telling you about everything that's wrong with them.
Yeah, they really do. And I don't get why.
Yeah, I've never understood it.
And enough if it's their friends, family or whatnot, we all like to talk to our friends. But it's always strangers. It's like, hello, sir, how you doing? Well, let me fucking tell you how I'm doing. I mean, injection in my ass, my hip's broken, fucking everything's wrong.
My dick's gone right where it's meant to be left. Don't get that. Don't get that. My nipple's in the middle of my chest, not on the sides. If you want to just oh yes, look at that. There you go. Get me right going.
Let me show you.
Yeah. Brian, you're calling nipples. What the fuck's happened? Oh, I don't know. I had an injection in my ass. This fucking happened. I don't know what it is. What's that? I've got teats, mate. I've got teats. Like a pig. Like a fucking pig. I've got teats all the way down. It's weird. When I go to bed, fucking kittens and piglets are fucking nibbling on me, trying to get milk. And then weirdly, they're getting it. So I don't know what the fuck's going on here. fucking, I tell you, world's gone to shit. Anyway, where's the kiss chest group I heard about?
Although I don't think I can do the chasing, my fucking hip's gone.
Yeah. And now I've got trotters. What the fuck's this?
Oh, God. I had a bizarre thought the other day.
Oh, here we go. Oh, careful. Right. Yeah. Let me sit down. Oh, wait, I am. Hang on.
I don't know why I thought of this, but
I'm worried.
You know how when you go for job interviews and they're like, they want an example of what you can do in the job, like
right, yeah.
Sales position, how would you sell me this? What are job interviews like in sex shops?
I'd imagine. Do you know what this is? Yeah, it's a dildo. Exactly. And what do we do with it? We suck, lick, and fuck it. Exactly. And whereabouts do we sick? Don't be sick on it. That's going to be fucking weird. That. What's that? It's the vomit dildo. You know that? This is brand new vomit dildo.
Fucks up your fucking...
It's so fucking massive. It's right clicks. Down your gullet and you fucking throw up all over it. You can see your chest is bulging every time.
I do that on the packaging, goes right down your gullet. But that's why I imagine it was like, boom, sell me this.
It is. Here's your brands of six you can have. You can have 85-year-old man, 65-year-old lady, 45-year-old divorcee from Halifax. You can have a 25-year-old hooker. You can have a 20-year-old. Yeah, weird. But that's why I imagine it's just a case of, like, can you sell shit? And are you good with people talking to people and not, like... could you imagine someone in a sex shop that's like really scared to say the swear words or the words that involve, you know, the sexual organs or anything like that? Like, hello, yes, are you? What are you here for? Oh, you want a butt plug? Yes, of course. We have those butt plugs over here. Yes, they're just in the anal cavity, the anal cavity section. Oh. So don't worry. I'm not a as you say. I'm not a sex machine. Are there sex machines? I suppose dolls.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
They are literal sex machines.
They are literal sex machines. Yes. I don't think I could do that job. If I'm honest, I think I'm far too immature to do that job. I'd just giggling like, fuck.
Yeah, yeah, of course you would. Have you seen the fake... the fake boobies? You'd, like, dance around like a little, you know...
It wouldn't even be an embarrassment thing. I'd just be so fucking childish with everything. I know what I'm like.
Just everything's piled on top of each other. Fit it like it's fucking Lego. Have you seen new house I've built? Jimmy, is that a wall of dildos? Yeah. Like, fleshlight dildo.
Like, you can hide behind it and play Kiss Chase.
Build the structure of the house. It's like porno mag roof. I don't know. I don't know what else they have in there. Tomorrow, I don't think I've ever been in a sex shop.
I think I once many.
I've been out in summers.
So that don't count.
That's like sex shop light.
Yeah, I don't count.
But I don't think I've ever been an actual full on legit. I wonder if they still have them fucking ribbons that come down. Like, oh man. Yeah, Dave with all his biker jacket, no t shirt, nor his tattoos.
You find them ones that have looked like they've been there for fucking years, yet you never see people go in or out of them.
Probably. And also, are they on like industrial estates or like really well hidden? How do you make fucking money?
I remember what made me think of this now. Because we were talking about the one that's in Cheltenham, around the corner from Tewkesbury Road, Sainsbury's. And it's literally down like an industrial estate. It's got a car salesman next to it and a screw fix over the road. You wouldn't even know it was there. It's literally like a tiny building and it's got a little sign like on the main road that just says, what's it called now? Porson Cocktails. That's it, because the name always makes me laugh.
I love the idea of someone being like, you know, the sign flippers. And I'd be like, boobs. Sex here. Dildo. Or that, I used to get like, Paul, fucking get your dildos over here. Like, yeah. You want to fuck it, we sell it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It comes in 10, 12, 14, 16. And what the fuck is that, inches? Yeah. And weirdly, we got a new vomit dildo. Have you heard this vomit dildo? Made entirely of, like, you can pick your fucking person you want to throw up on it. It's wonderful.
I suppose the reason you probably don't see people go in or out of them is because they do that. Looking around, checking if there's anyone around before they run in the door.
Yeah, it's because they're fucking married. That's why they're doing that. Oh, Banjo, don't see me. I want to see Jenny tonight. Fuck. Anyway. Yeah. I legitimately think it'll just be, sell me this.
Probably.
What is it, you know? It tickles your front, your back, and your insides. It gets right. Weirdly, when you put it inside you, it stomachs makes dildo shit. Like, end up cocking shoulder. That's because cock on shoulders in my head. It makes like a fucking cock shape in diaphragm area. It's weird. Would it fit? You know, I thought I were hungry, but I'm not anymore. I've had a lot of fucking cock in me, Jesus.
Oh, fucking brilliant.
How are you anyway?
I'm good. I'm absolutely knackered, but yeah, I'm good. Yourself?
Yes, fucked. I don't think I've not been tired since I've been back here in Cheltenham in the last 7 or 8 weeks. So, yeah, and I thought I was going to come on here and be like, oh, God, like, I'm going to be shit tonight because I'm... And then I think we're on a roll so far, if I'm quite honest. You know, we are funny fuckers.
We are, especially when we're tired, apparently.
So, you know, I was going to throw that out there. If you don't like it, that's fine. Just hit that subscribe button. Appreciate that. Thank you very much.
If you don't like it, why are you listening to the show?
We don't say that, Jamie. We don't say that here. We like to keep our guests, not throw it together. We don't have any guests.
I was just going to say, we'd really like to keep our guests.
Yes. They're dropping like fucking flies. Not their fault. Shit happens. Shit happens, my friend. Absolutely. So, but yeah, I'm okay. Apart from I've got a terrible laugh, by the way. So apologies to everyone that's heard on this show so far. So, massive. Do forgive. What's been going on, Joe? What's been going on with yourself?
It's been quite busy, to be fair. I was so tired. I've been re-annering, obviously. I went to a gig last week. I went to see Pendulum, which was good. Two support bands.
It's the way you just went. Good.
It's because they were good. They were great. But the support acts made me want to murder someone. So it was like the overall experience, probably a bit of exaggeration, but you know.
But it's like kill everyone around you, kill everyone around you, kill everyone around you, murder, 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 murder. Pick up the axe, pick up the hammer, pick up the gun, kill people, kill people, kill people, kill people. No, I'm joking.
To be fair, one of them could have been saying that. I don't have a fucking clue a word he was saying.
Was he German?
No, just I don't know a word he was saying. I couldn't understand a word he was saying.
Was he a hired party wedding DJ?
You first went in and it was literally one of those fucking scratch DJs like playing remixes and going, come on, Birmingham, and all that crap. At one point was having a mild panic attack in the middle of his set, which was pretty funny. Because he was just like, I need some help up here. Somebody please send some help. I've got no sound in my ears. I don't know what's going on. Help. Like in the middle of his set. And then he's like, banging tune. I'm like,
Definitely part of the set.
Yeah, I was like, please go away now. But it wasn't even good remixes or DJing. It was just awful. But the crowd were loving it, so we'll just say it wasn't my cup of tea. And then we had an actual band on, it was again DJing, Dex shit, and then some guy like screaming and singing. And he's the guy I couldn't understand a word he was saying. I didn't write the names down, but were not my cup of tea to say the least. Not for me. But one thing that did really make me laugh, and I kind of respect it in a way, this guy was so polite, like overly polite. He was like, come on, open up a circle pit. Please open up a circle pit. Don't worry if you don't want to, but please open up a circle pit. I was like, I've never heard this before. I was like, you're so polite and kind. I kind of hate the fact I don't like your music because you're just adorable. Like, I've never heard that before. It was just like, open up a circle. Don't worry if you don't want to. And at the end of it, he was just like, Good night, everyone. Thank you. Have a nice night. It's like, you're great. I like you. Your music's dreadful, but I like you. But Pendulum were fucking great. Like, incredible stage setup. Like, the whole stage was a screen and they were up on the top and everything like that. I've only seen them once in 2008 at Download. To see them actually on their own show, they were superb. They were really, really good. And obviously, when you go to a gig, everyone's singing along to the lyrics. Can't really do that as much for Pendulum. So literally, everyone was chanting the beats to the tunes. There's like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do, and all that sort of. Every like 2 minutes, I was going into Becky's in England, because it just sounded like football chants like all night, which is really just amusing, because I'm very childish. But yeah, Pendulum were good.
Definitely. When a band now announces that they're breaking up, I'm never going to believe them ever again.
No, normally.
Because they just lie.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, we've had a good run, it's been great. Because I thought Pendulum had split up.
They did, didn't they? I forgot about that.
Yeah, they did. So I was for shocked. Everyone's like, we're going to see Pendulum. It's like, sorry? How?
I completely forgot they said they're broken up.
Yeah. So if any band now, going forward, goes, yeah, we're going to break it up, I'm like, no, you won't. Don't lie to me.
All I knew was Slayer have done. We're getting back together for a few gigs. Now we've announced them all, we've changed our mind. We're not doing it anymore.
Really?
I didn't deep dive into it or anything, but I saw a headline earlier saying Slayer have cancelled all their reunion shows.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Someone's they obviously were like, fuck, we need money. We need to make some money, like bollocks. And they've obviously come into money and gone, never mind.
After that, they got into a rehearsal room to practice and went, oh, I remember why we don't play anymore, because I fucking hate you all. Like, I'm not doing this, bye.
Why'd you get to ban people you don't like?
You find that a lot with bands, like they end up really disliking each other.
Scorpions.
Yeah.
But like, weird. Anyway.
I heard Limp Bizkit are the same. They don't talk to each other. They literally leave the stage and go do their own thing.
Fuck. One man or not. I need to take them off the list. I have never seen all Korn. Oh, never seen them either.
Never seen Limp Bizkit, and they're one of my favourite bands of all time. Never seen them. There we are. What else have I been up to? I went to the cinema to go see the new Godzilla movie.
Of course you fucking did. There's another one.
Yeah, and it was fucking great. And it's another not just one. Me. Yep. But it's like, last time was Godzilla versus Kong. This one, they team up. And this one, they've basically gone, we'll give you a basic human story, but pretty much it's just fucking monsters fighting. And it's awesome. It is really good fun. And all the critics, all the people are saying the exact same. So it's not just me being overly positive and loving everything. It's getting great reviews because it's just fucking fun.
I thought they might have killed each other by now with the amount of times they fought each other.
You'd think so. But no, they're doing quite well. They're remaining friends.
And isn't this like the fourth one in a space of like 2 years?
This is the fifth one in this story that they've been doing. I think starting 2014.
Yeah, but you had there was a minus one, and then there was...
That was a Japanese film.
Doesn't matter, but they're still making too many of them. Stop. Calm down.
No, they're great.
Bleeding the old franchise. Yeah, no. Getting fucking sick of that, I tell you.
I think in total, over the years, with all the Japanese ones, I think there's like 60 Godzilla movies. Something stupid like that. Like, there's so many, it's ridiculous.
Unnecessary, no need.
But they all sell them. Other than that, today me and Olivia had a bit of a daddy-daughter day. We went to the Science Museum in Birmingham, which was great fun. We were there for like 4 hours.
Isn't daddy-daughter day every fucking day? Anyway, go.
No, I mean, me and her went out for the day together.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Science Museum, and you're there for 4 hours?
We're there for like 4 hours. Like, it was fucking huge. But she loved it. She absolutely loved it. We had a great day. Then we walk through town, and I look up in the corner of my eye, and I see the fucking Stay Puft Marshmallow Man from Ghostbusters. And even though she was knackered, I picked up and ran because I wanted to see what the fuck it was. And they had Ecto-1 there, and there's just some weird little event of people dressed up. I was like, it's awesome. You know, I'm a massive child. And then we came home and made pizzas, and Olivia decided she wanted baked beans and sweet corn on her pizza. Interesting combo, but she ate the lot. But fair play.
I mean, baked beans are amazing, and you'd want your five a day, so.
It's very, very true. Yesterday, I went to go see the kids, which was great fun, spending time with Harrison and Sam most of the day, because Lena went for a free hour horse riding lesson. And bless her, she got thrown off the horse. So she's got such a bad back at the minute, bless her. So,
her hip to groin area must be fucking taking a bashing.
Yeah. I think they were doing like mucking out the stalls and all that sort of stuff as well. I don't think it was riding for 3 hours.
I was going to say, gee, especially to walk with an arch.
I was going to be fucking John Wayne in that shit.
Yeah, penguin that was.
Other than that, that's pretty much it. I've been carrying on watching American Horror Story. I'm now season 3. Season 2 is going to take some beating. My God, that was good. Like, everyone told me season 2 was a good one. And yeah, that was really good. So I'm on season 3 at the minute, which is good, but you know when you're enjoying it, but at the same time it's not gripping you. You feel like something needs to happen. I feel like I'm waiting for that at the minute with that one. But on that, it's good. All right, you, my friend, what have you been up to?
Fuck all.
There it is.
No, Rihanna-ing obviously a lot. What have I done? That's a really good question. I know I went for a walk in the forest yesterday. That was quite nice. Just went for a good old jolly stroll for 3 hours. I've been seeing Vicky. I have been trying to smash WWE before Mania this weekend. I'm not doing very well. I'm not joking. I'm now so far behind in AEW that I'm kind of worried about the ratio of the wrestling that I'm watching.
Yeah.
But I was making dinner last week and my stepmom texted me. She went, just to let you know, love, we've cancelled our TNT. And I was like, no! What do you mean? But I find a website, so it's fine. I stream it legally on TV. What the fuck have I done, James?
I don't know. We've not really spoken much this week, so I don't have a clue.
Oh my God, I've like forgotten everything that ever happened ever to me.
Ever.
I went to the fucking Women's League Cup final on Sunday in Wolverhampton. That's something I did do.
You did.
My God, I thought Wolves is an interesting city, as we all know. Yes, it is. That court, I swear they keep developing it on a yearly basis just due to the fact the amount of times they need to fucking use it in that city. That court is fucking massive. It looked like fucking Caesar's Palace in Vegas. Like, Jesus fucking Christ. Probably didn't have the squirty fountains and shit outside it. And like cabaret dancing. Yeah. Wolverhampton. Woo! Went to Molyneux to watch the game. And I thought to myself, do you know what? Jumper and jeans, I'll be fine. And then my brother-in-law turned around and proceeded to tell me, yeah, so our seats are like four from the top. It's like, oh, awesome. I'm going to freeze to death. I better get into a post and find what I'm going to be dead with. The fuck have you been? and then I was like, it'd be okay. As long as there's no extra time, I'll be fine. And what?
Just extra time.
It finished 0-0. So I was like, oh, no.
You jinxed yourself.
But luckily, Arsenal scored with 4 minutes before penalties and Arsenal won 1-0. So my brother was happy. The game was all right, actually. It's a nice day out. It's just a nice day out more than anything else. Up in your neck of the woods. Oh. So that's what I've been doing. And other than that, I don't think a fat lot, really, to be quite honest. Oh, I went out with Pete, Martin and Ollie on Friday night. Really, really enjoyed it. Really, really enjoyed that. It was just a very much needed evening. But yeah, like I said, other than that, I've just been smashing wrestling in my face. I'm on March the 18th Raw, so I'm 3 weeks behind. That's 2 weeks behind. Yeah, some serious catch-up to do. But I did really enjoy Cody saying The Rock had little dick syndrome, so that kind of made me like, that was phenomenal. Not expected to say that out loud live on TV. Phenomenal. So I'm actually really starting to enjoy the run-up a little bit more now. So I'm kind of like, I just need to go like, I'm just like, but work have been unbelievable in the sense of like, this wasn't planned. I'm off Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Thank you. Thanks. I'll take that. So we'll go over to Pete's for Mania weekend.
Amazing.
Other than that, there's probably like, I put on fucking loads. And my brain's just going, I'm not telling you. Should write this down, shouldn't you, fucking prick? So, Sid Little Ginger, can't remember shit. but yeah, man, not a whole ass of a lot.
Fair enough. Well, I think we're all caught up then.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Brayden from Say We Can Fly. Just letting you know, got a brand new merch store out there.
Please let me say the link. Let me say the link, please.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Yes, you can say the link.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
So the link for the shop.
The link for the shop is www.saywecanfly.shop.
All right, good job, Seamus. So www.saywecanfly.shop. 10% off if you use the code.
Let me say the code, please.
Okay, fine. You can say the code. If you use the code.
The code is Deck Chronicles.
What? No, it's not.
Deck Chronicles.
No, it's not. It's The Chronicles, Seamus.
Yeah, that's what I say.
The Chronicles at checkout, all right? You get 10% off.
10% off.
Yes, they know. They know, Seamus. Okay.
I'm just trying to help, all right?
Visit www.saywecanfly.shop and use code THECHRONICLES for 10% off your order. Available at participating Say We Can Fly restaurants and web stores. Some restrictions may apply, but probably not.
Jamie.
Hello.
It's time for your favorite segment of the week.
How are you?
It's time for Constitutions.
Do you want to know something? Callum will be able to tell you in Callum's Treachings.
It's cereal soup.
Ooh.
Hello, this week's Treachings come from the set of my own podcast, That Gym Couple Podcast, that I host with my partner Lucy, where we discuss all things gyms, fitness, gym anxiety, and a bunch of other stuff in between. If you do have the opportunity to come and check us out at That Gym Couple Podcast on Spotify and YouTube, we'd very much appreciate it.
Callum is back once again to treat the nation, the world, the universe. Sir Jamie.
Yes, sir.
What is Callum treating us this week?
When travelling in your car, you'll get better mileage after having a poo.
What?
It's because less weight.
It's giving less weight in the car. Yeah, that took me a minute then.
Is that genuine?
It must be, surely.
I love the idea of someone trying to get to work and going, fuck, I'm going to be late. I'm going to be like, oh, I know what I could do. I know I could get there faster. But then if you're going to have a shit, you're going to waste even more time, surely.
Well,
so
yeah.
That joke made no sense. So I'll scratch that.
But to be fair, someone out there will use that logic. So it still works.
But oh, I've got a 6-hour journey to fucking Kansas. This is going to be bullshit. I know what I could do. I know I could shave off an hour or two. Where's the nearest lavatory?
I haven't got much petrol left, but I need to get there. What can I do to save on some petrol? I know. Let's distribute some more weight.
I wonder if this is genuine, because surely dropping a deuce won't actually make you lose that much, surely, or would it? I mean, he's an online coach. He's a PT. He knows his shit. So I'm assuming that's the case.
I don't know. I've never weighed myself, gone for a shit, and then weighed myself after, to be honest.
Does anyone do that?
I mean, I bet there's some like weight loss fanatics that probably do, yes. Would not surprise me.
It reminds me of something I saw online yesterday, which was the toilet lid was shut, and there's a note on top, and it said, wife, do not flush, possible world record. But then do people do that now?
Yes, I can almost guarantee they do.
Oh my God, you imagine, like, you spend your whole life trying to get the world's biggest shit.
You know there's some men's group chats out there that have seen some fucking horrible photo.
If they're trying, probably. And the Guinness World Record of people that are like, I don't want to do this one. Can someone else do this one, please? Where's Dirty Alan? Send Dirty Alan, you'll love it. But I was going to make a point now and I've forgotten it. People spend their whole entire lives just being like, I need to have the biggest shit going. I need to just make sure. I had a really good joke in my head and it's gone. Never mind.
I've never been one of those ones to go to the toilet, have a poo and go, I'm intrigued how big that was. Let me have a look.
No. I remembered. The weight of your shit, though, what happens if phantom poos you? Could you imagine if it just goes, see ya?
You've got that much weight and velocity as it comes up.
Yeah, exactly. That's a bit of a drop to go for a fucking, you know, gigantic fucking shit. I can't believe we're talking about fucking poo on this show again.
It wasn't started by me.
Thanks, Cal. But then again, if it drops that far, if it's that big, and it should just then clog the bottom, and then the toilet will go...
Yeah, that happens.
Oh.
Not to me.
Jamie, you put this in the show, are you?
No, I don't want to put it in the show.
Is Olivia really that bad?
No, it was Lena.
Oh!
And I had to fucking break the bastard tonight.
Yeah, mate, using what?
A stick and then my hand with a bag on it.
Yummy.
So I made it better. It was on Father's Day.
Daddy, happy Father's Day. I broke the world record for you, but can you get rid of it, please?
Yeah, pretty much. Little shit. Well, I should know it wasn't fucking little.
Did she just to the show?
No, thank God.
Okay. Her friends do, don't they?
One of her friends did, yeah. One of her friends was trying to convince her dad to buy her a hoodie. I don't think it ever succeeded.
Oh, no way.
That'd have been mint.
How'd you know that?
She told me. Oh, I picked Lena up from school one day. She's like, I'm still trying to get my dad to buy me the hoodie.
We love it. We fucking love it. Anyway, we digress. We've had enough poo talk. If this is another poo one, I'm going to fucking cry. What else is Callum Treacher's this week, Jeremy?
Bobbing for apples is a ridiculously unhygienic game for kids to play.
Yes. Yes, it is. And it's also stupidly difficult, and I can't do it.
Why is it unhygienic? Because the amount of mouths that have been on the apples, or because of the water?
The amount of mouths going in that water and fucking saliva and spit going over it as you're trying to grab it. Just there.
Oh, especially Greasy Gordon's in there. There's plenty of apples in here for everybody. Oh, I'm delicious. This is absolutely wonderful. It's like fucking spitting and then missing, go straight in the bottom. Like, sorry about that. Let me get that. Teeth just flying out. Fag butts. To some, I don't know where I was going with that, to be honest with you.
I thought it was fag butts and we were talking about children.
Yeah, no, that's what I said, because Greasy Gordon's in there fucking giving it. Who wants a go? Gordon loves a go. That's the guy who's running it. But I think I did that a couple of times. Like, it's insanely hard as well, because apples are huge. You have to get your teeth in. You have to stay under there to get your teeth fucking in them. You can't just go for the core bit that sticks out.
Oh, if only. Most people take the fucking cores out. Oh, it's a nightmare of a game. I'm almost starting to have a fucking panic attack because I was determined to try and get it in my mouth. My nose and everything was in the water. I can't breathe. I'm determined to get this bastard apple. No, didn't happen.
Yeah. I haven't seen that game played for years. Imagine the bacteria, like, here comes another, like, just like cold and flu and herpes.
Oh.
It's because that's the bath Gordon uses to wash.
That's just Greasy Gordon.
Oh, clean myself, boy.
Very greasy.
So, yeah, but, does anyone play that? Wasn't it a Halloween game?
I was going to say it's a Halloween game, I think, yeah.
Is it? What? Why? What's scary about it?
Greasy Gordon, that's what's fucking scary about it.
Does it turn to just turn to fucking toffee when you get him out?
Oh. Never liked the idea of toffee apples. Gross. But yeah, I don't get why it's doing Halloween.
How do you eat a fucking toffee apple? The toffee's fucking solid.
With great difficulty, that's how.
Oh, I got to the apple, but I got no teeth left. So, you know, because the toffee, they're all in the toffee. Look, there you go, that's my teeth. Gordon, yeah, I've had the same problem my whole life.
I just fucking gum the apples and all for the best.
You have to be a fucking snake to be great at that game.
You really?
Just unhinge your jaw. Like...
Teeth. Oh, sorry. Like...
And then you've got a pure Adam's apple going there. This Tom, this is Tom's apple. This, anyway, I can't wait to a joke like that. That was weak. Sorry, Cal, that was weak. And finally, Jamie, what is Callum treating us this week?
Bins have to be one of the only things you buy, remove the packaging, and then place the packaging inside the item you just bought.
That's amazing.
That's absolutely brilliant.
How else would it cut? How else would you? How'd you get? I suppose they could just provide them for you, but. Yeah, that is so true. I've got nothing on that.
You can't add to anything to that, can you? That's fucking brilliant. At least you can't go, where do I put this rubbish? I got nowhere to put it. Aha, you do now, sir.
It's like, why can't we just... You can't just throw it straight... Just put it in the bin. Do you really need a bag? But then you've got to pour it into another bin. That's the other thing, is go from one bin to another.
Yeah, pretty much. House bin to outside bin.
Right, so basically, we're having some fucking trouble here. So, what we need to do is have 7 bins, okay? Because I'm getting fucking so confused with what's going where. So, glass is brown. Right, so glass is there, right, okay. Plastic is going in green, right, okay, put that in there. And then you've got a big brown fucker for grass. For garden. Why do I have to give my garden to the bin? What's going on here? So I put my garden in here, my fucking plant. So now I've got cardboard. What's that for? Blue? Why is cardboard blue? Right, it's in a bag. Why is it in a bag? Well, fuck it. Okay, whatever. Is that class as a bin then? It's a bag? It's a bin. Right, okay, put that in there. So where's my shit though? Down the toilet. Yeah, sorry. Obviously, but, you know, I blocked it trying to do world record. What's that? It goes in the black bin, in the black bin bag, into the black bin that goes in the big green bin outside. Fucking, there's two. They're using the same fucking colours but different sizes. I'm fucking confused, Bal. What's going on? Nigel. So what about my electronics? Oh, I have to take them to a skip, do I? Oh, right. So that's another place to put another fucking bin, but I have to make an appointment for that one. Right, okay. So what the fuck is going on here?
meant. Doesn't Cheltenham have the tiny bins for food as well?
Oh, the big fucking tiny brown bin for food. So you've got tiny brown bin, medium brown bin, and big fucking brown bin. For garden, glass, and fucking food. What the fuck? I give up. No one knows what the fuck's going on. I bet it always goes straight to the same fucking shit anyway.
Oh, more than likely. Yeah. Let's be honest.
I bet Ryan down the fucking garbage. I was like, oh, I can't be arsed.
My last day. Fucking.
Yeah, exactly. Wales, you get given recycling bags.
Really?
Yeah. Well, so you put it all into one bag and you leave it out the front end to take it. Beauty.
Oh. We don't have that.
But that's a genius treat. That's a genius fucking treat. Genius treat. And that's why we love it. That's why we love you, Cal, every single week. So thank you very much. The only problem is, Jamie.
Yes.
I've got to follow it.
Yeah, you do.
It's time for Tom's Journal. Oh. And welcome to another edition of Tom's Journal. So, Jamie, are you ready for another edition?
I am ready.
Maya Jammer.
Yes.
Punts everywhere. Mad how in Scotland this just means it's busy. It's true, though.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Agnes. What is Barry short for in England? Barreled? Barry is short for Barry from EastEnders.
I look like that's how he advertises himself now as well.
Oh, he's singing. That singing video was awful.
Oh, I know.
Shit, love. You want to drink tequila and do donuts in a fucking parking lot or nah? I'm pregnant. Just for me inboxing you? That's fucking wild.
From the shit my female friends have put on Facebook from Tinder, that wouldn't surprise me.
Just heard some woman in Tesco say to her husband, are we okay for Kit Kats? And I've decided that's the only type of marriage I want to be involved in.
That's just the perfect marriage, right there.
Oh, good old Kit Kats. I had an orange one today. Delicious. I remember the day my son was born. Watching my wife struggle and triumph through childbirth. I held my son for the first time while the doctors went to work fix up my wife. And I just remember thinking, yeah, okay, maybe that really is worse than that cold I got last October.
It is. No, I'm joking.
Oh. This is one of my favourite entries. For ages. Just saw on Facebook that girl I went to high school with married some guy. Despite writing, I love you forever in my yearbook and not talking to me for the last 15 years. Real nice, Brenda.
Oh, that's fucking brilliant.
Oh, I love it. I love it so much. But Jamie, do you think living in London is like, wake up, breathe, cheers, that at 25:50? So, what do you remember most from your childhood? Hey, did you ask yet? Me, no, mum's in a bad mood. I used to be shit scared asking that question. Can they come in and play on the Xbox or the Play or whatever? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Channel 5 be like 7 p.m. Brits in Benidorm, 8 p.m. Brits on holiday in Benidorm, 9 p.m. Benidorm Brits, 10 p.m. Brits in the sun in Benidorm, 11 p.m. can't pay, we'll take it away. In Benidorm.
Good old Channel 5.
I just saw mashed potato referred to as Irish guacamole, and I'm done.
Oh, that's what it's called from now on.
I meant to learn this before I came back on. Do I leave this for next week? No, because I'll forget again. My daughter thought MC Hammer was pronounced if he was Scottish. Mutt Hammer. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. Ma, ma, ma. Music dings me, sir. makes me say, och, me lad. Thank fuck, you're blissing me. With a mounted aim. That's why I hate the feet.
You can't even get through it, can you?
I forgot. I actually wanted to learn that properly so that I could do it. Oh, so funny. Jamie, look, a meeting without food should be an email.
That's fucking brilliant, and yes, it should.
Oh my god. I didn't know Google translated Australian. English. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming this evening. Australian. Sheila's and Gentle Jays, Boomerang, Boomerang, Shrimp Hugh Jackman.
We added Hugh Jackman to the list now of the Irish, the Australian words.
Yeah. It's fucking fantastic. In a conversation on Reddit today, someone asked if the other languages have phrases like right, tighty, lefty, loosey, to remember which way to turn screws and lids, etc. And one person answers that in Spanish, the phrase is la derecha oprime, la izquierda libera. Or, the right oppresses, the left liberates. And now I kind of want to put that on a t-shirt.
That's fucking brilliant.
It's amazing, isn't it? And finally, Jamie, you are either in your orange squash phase or your black currant squash phase. I'm entering back into the orange phase after a long black currant one.
It's so fucking true.
And that was another edition of Tom's Journal.
Because I'm exactly the same. I've been drinking orange squash for a while, but when I was younger, it was all about the blackcurrant squash.
I didn't drink any squash. I drink water. So I used to absolutely love it. And I was always a double. I used to have the stronger one because I don't like weak squash. And now I don't like squash, just period. So, you know, because it's disgusting and it comes out of ladies. No, I'm joking. No, I'm joking. I'm only messing around. Yeah, so no, I just don't drink it at all now.
It's very rare I do, to be fair. It's like once in a blue moon I'll have some. I've had a hankering for some.
It's about getting into schools and talking to young people because, you know, I know that people can change. And it's about talking to people and getting them to understand and perhaps step back from violence and prejudice and whatever. And we just need to work together and keep on the good fight there.
Absolutely. Hey there, guys. We are ecstatically happy to announce that we are associated with the Sophie Lancaster Foundation.
The times are changing, and with the unfortunate death of Sophie, those changes have made a massive impact for the future. If Sophie was with us still today, I can guarantee what you are doing will still be reaching so many lives of young teenagers, young adults, and those who wish to be as different as possible. So thank you very much.
To find out more about this incredible foundation and all the work they do, and more importantly, how you can help, head on over to www.sophielancasterfoundation.com.
Mr. Stevens.
J, 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 Jamie. J, 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 Jamie. Jamie, Jamie, Jamie. Jamie.
It's audience participation. Participation. Ha, 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 ha.
Great. I really enjoyed that.
Thanks.
Participate, bitch. Participate, bitch.
ladies and gentlemen, it's time to participate in Jamie's participation challenge.
These are slowly becoming my favourite part of the show. This week, we said, time for something a bit different, because I want your opinions on something. Let's discuss, should encores at the end of a concert still be a thing? Or is it time to move on from them? What say you, Mr. Stevens?
I don't know. Like, I kind of like it, because it gives them a break, and they've been playing for fucking an hour solid. So I bet they're like, fucking up, I'll get some water and like, just calm down a minute. So they're probably having a quick wank or something, you know what I mean? I'm just all like,
that's fucking great.
Yeah. No, I think so. Just to get just more so for the bands, just to take 5 minutes, be like, fucking hell, right, okay. You know, are we good? Yeah, cool. Let's have a bit of water. Let's go back.
I'm always torn. I sort of kind of feel like it depends on the sort of show, because some of the bands, like the older bands, they make it part of their show. So it's like, you know, we're going to go away, you're going to chant our name, we're going to come back and we're going to play this, our biggest fucking hit. And there's other bands, like more modern bands, I feel like, I don't know, it sort of takes away from it. I don't know how to explain if I'm explaining this.
It feels weird. It feels weird when a band just goes, cheers, see you later, goes, and then that's it. It just feels weird to me.
Yeah.
So, you know, also, you're feeling a bit Natalie Imbruglia.
Yes, I'm very Natalie Imbruglia. I love using that expression. Absolutely, 100% Natalie Imbruglia.
Totally Imbruglia'd.
Yes.
I'm absolutely Imbruglia'd right now. That's going to be a new one.
I sort of feel like the whole, like, good night, when you know we're coming back, is sort of a little bit insulting these days, because we know what the fuck you're doing. So maybe just go off, let it go dark for a little bit, let everyone chant, you know, then come back and say goodbyes after the encore.
Are you sure it's not asking? Good night?
Maybe it's that really polite guy from the band before, yeah. Angela. Did you have a good night? Just wanted to check in. Right, let's get some audience answers. Stefan Phillips, genuine ones. Yes, you can feel planned ones, though. They mean, like, if it's like, I'm feeling the love, we've gone off, do you know what? Let's give them a bit of extra. Then one's 100% for, but when it's part planned of the show, nah, not really feeling it anymore. But he said, I won't lie, I love those moments where you know there's those free bangers that you're waiting for the whole set, and they give you a mild thanks for coming. You're like, come on out, bring those songs on. But that is a good feeling. That is a good feeling. Jerry Keane, of course, they can make a good gig a great gig. Yeah, they can. They can indeed. Paul Payne, absolutely. Don't go to many gigs concerts these days, but always disappointed when there isn't an encore. Yeah. Amy Mousy, last gig I went to, they just played for longer and said they didn't like making their fans demand or beg that they come back out. This is a bit, I can see both sides of the spectrum, which is part of why I wanted to do this, is like, help me make my fucking mind up, and I'm still clueless. Heather Downer, no, they're so expected. What's the point? Might as well just finish the set. Makes sense. Nick Palmer has a weird twist on it. Only if they play a song that they've already played.
Mind you, I remember seeing Bewitched at my freshers thing at university. They played C'est La Vie twice. There was only two of them.
Oh, because I've only done two fucking songs.
Put that into You I Belong. Isn't there a roller coaster as well?
Oh, shit, I forgot about To You I Belong. Okay, I've done three songs because I was thinking of roller coaster. Dominic Meeson. No, it's a waste of time, and everyone knows they'll be back for a few more songs after a pointless walk off and on. So he's right. Our friend at the Fundamentals podcast says, if it's expected, then I'm not so sure there's much of a point anymore. Just play the songs you're going to play. If it's a genuine reaction to the crowd and you can come out there with one or two songs that are completely unexpected, then go for it. He also says, do you think we'll actually see a change in this in the future with live shows?
I don't think so. I think they'll carry on.
I think part of me wonders if now the older bands are starting to retire, will it start phasing out? Is it more of an older thing? Do more modern bands do it?
Well, busted it when I saw them, but I don't know. I don't think McFly did.
No, I don't think they did.
I think they just played the whole way through, didn't they?
Yeah. I think it depends on the artist, to be honest. Now, I've got a couple of answers from TikTok as well. Wonderful friend of the show, Lydia Manson. Always an encore, but can we please get concerts to start at like 4 or 5? Because these late night concerts are fucking killing me. Oh, I'm with you 100% on this, Lydia.
Yes. Yeah, but you finish work at like people that work 9 to 5.
That's the one problem with it, isn't it? Like, do it like the theatre. Do two. Do a matinee afternoon show and then do a nighttime one. Kate Elizabeth. Yes, but hurry up, please, because my back really hurts. I'll go with that. At the end of that pendulum, my back and my ankles are just like, oh my God, I'm so old. Let me move.
So you're a Judas Priest again.
Yeah, pretty much. And last but not least, it's our wonderful friend from Adam Lancaster. And the reason this amused me so much is because I could hear it in his accent. No, everyone knows you're coming back out. Stop wasting my time and crack on. Fair enough, Adam. Fair enough. Can't argue that.
Thank you to everyone once again for participating in Jamie's challenge. We appreciate you all very, very much. So thank you. If you enjoy Jamie's participation challenge, Callum's Treachings, Tom's Journal, and the interview when it's around, you'll enjoy the other 124 editions of the Chronicles of Podcast, wherever you get your podcast from, Spotify, Google, Apple, etc., etc. So the main places to find us are social media, at TCO Pod, or the Chronicles of Podcast, mainly TCO Pod, but sometimes Chronicles of Podcast as well. Make sure you follow us on all the socials there. And the most important one is YouTube. Hit that subscribe button, hit the bell to get notified when a new video is released, and comment to your heart's content. We hope that you're enjoying the clips that are coming out on the daily basis. So thank you very much for everyone that's been enjoying those and checking them out. So thank you very much. And you'll find them in our shows and all over our interviews, all over our socials and our YouTube. Sorry, I waffled. Jamie?
Before we get out of here, try again in English. Before we get out of here, let's say a massive thank you to a few of our friends. First off, all the music you heard on today's show is brought to you by one man, and that is Mr. Singer-songwriter Matt Roberts. Go check him out on all social medias, at Matt Roberts Music. Go check out his entire back catalogue and tell him we sent you. Why not? And of course, we have to say a massive thank you to Mr. Braden Barry and his Say We Can Fly shop. Head on over to www.saywecanfly.shop. See what you like the look of there. It could be some wonderful apparel, some CDs, some signed lyrics, whatever it may be. Add it to your basket. Add that discount code, The Chronicles, and get yourself 10% off your order. And last but not least, a massive thank you to the Sophie Lancaster Foundation. They are stamping out prejudice, hatred, and intolerance everywhere. If you are not familiar with Sophie's story, head on over to www.sophielancasterfoundation.com. Familiarize yourself with that story and realize why we are doing everything we can to support this wonderful charity so people stop getting treated differently just because of the music they listen to, the way they dress. Make sure you're checking them out on all the social medias. At the minute, they're asking you to vote for a future t-shirt design. Very much liking those new design with the new colors. I can't decide which one I like the most out of the two of them, though. Go have a look and let us know what you think. And last but not least, massive thank you to this handsome fella right here for joining me every week.
Appreciate it, my friend. Right back at you. And Jamie, another good episode in the bag.
Another good episode in the bag, sir.
We love it. Hopefully we'll be returning with some interviews very, very soon. We are trying to book some in. So here's hoping that we can give you a double dose of the Chronicles of Podcast. But as for this week, we'll see you all next week.
Goodbye, everybody.